This is your host, Viviana Dragani. Welcome back. Bentornati. This is the only bilingual show, Italieco, the only one in the greater Boston area. And today I am very excited to host the author of the book, Shadows in Sunset, Three Novellas. The author is Jonathan Ray Hernandez Farris. He is of Colombian and Mexican descent, and he's a multifaceted artist with ties to painting, music, and writing, and was born and raised in Southern California. The topics which are explored through his art go in depth toward life and death, and also explore the greatness in people. Thank you for joining us, Johnny.
Yeah, of course. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. So first and foremost, let's talk about the background of your new book and where it comes from.
Shadows in the Sunset, it's three novellas, three stories. I used to write a lot of stories, short stories, and these were the first stories that became something bigger than that. And they were written around 2017, and they just hold a lot of memories.
Thanks. And what are the meanings within each of these three stories?
So the three stories, the first one is the title of the book, Shadows in the Sunset. And that's about a group of friends that go to Big Sur and they just create memories. I guess the meaning behind that story is I want you to read it and just smile. I want you to feel like you were there as well. And the second story is called Underland, which is a play off of Wonderland, you know, Alice in Wonderland. But the story is about two people who are like, who are kind of insane, who go to a fair, and they go to this big country fair, and they just experience things about humanity and nature and the country they're in as well. And then the third story is a take on horror, because I love horror stories, like scary movies or just like or just stories in general. My favorites are like The Shining, which is something that like really inspired this take of a scary story. And it's a two-part story, one first person, then third person. And it's basically someone you can't trust as you're reading. And then the third person just tells you everything that happened. And it's just simply, it's just about an artist slowly going insane.
Very interesting. Thank you. So what is your perception as an artist and what your images mean?
I feel as if my perception just goes everywhere. Like I'm a very open-minded person. And as a result, like I take everything into a factor of what I do, and like and for instance, the images I create, they're paintings, but they're also multimedia, and one of the mediums is collage, and I get it out of my notebooks. I write so much, and I write so many doodles, and I just tear them out of the notebook and start pasting on a canvas. And when I'm finished with the image, you look at it and there's much more to see than just the image. There's words, there's like underlying messages. I make sure they pop out, you know? So with that being said, my perception is just everywhere at this point.
Thank you, Johnny. And what is next for you? What's coming in 2024? Do you have any plan?
Yeah, Paradise. I'm writing a book about paradise right now. And I've been writing it since 2017, around the time after I graduated high school. And my senior year teacher of literature inspired me to like write it. She just inspired me to write in general. And what this book is, it's a take on paradise. It's about a man on the pursuit of ignorance in Los Angeles, and it's about so much more. It's about like universal structure, and it's about like ties to society as well as like another individual, and it's just like looking for paradise in the most heinous of places. And yeah, my plan is to just keep writing it until it's finished. Hopefully it'll be finished next year. And to make more art, hopefully I will be able to have a studio opening soon where I could show off paintings of people that I've painted, and yeah, just to write more.
Awesome. And let's go back to your book. What is the main message you would like the listening audience to know about your book, and how do you feel about this book?
About Shadows in the Sunset.
Right.
The general message I want people to take is that like moments are very grand. They're very powerful, and I want people to live in the moment as much as possible, because in the future, like, what we have left is memories. And I want people to read these stories and gain like these moments in time that I've had and that I've put into words. And I want them to like gain a sense of like fulfillment or enjoyment, rather. And I want them to move along in their life with that sense that they can have that too. And that just by living in the moment. And I know people can get so caught up in like in themselves or in just in everything and be out of the moment when they're living in it. And it's a hard thing to like get back to the moment, but like it's always good when you do. And those are always the things you remember. So that would be my message for the book. And the way I feel about it, I feel good. I feel that like it's a chapter I can close, and I feel that my younger self is looking into the future and seeing this book being published and being proud of me. And so I feel good about it.
Great, terrific. And finally, what is your message within your art and accomplishments?
Just to move forward, because there's always obstacles and there's always things that want to stop you, but like always just move forward, and you'll find those moments. Even if you're not finding them, you will find them, and the time will come. And just to move forward, never stop.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Viviana. I had a great time talking to you.